Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. First up in the project and export finance space, on the essentials news front, Seplat Petroleum Development Company and Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation are to raise $700 million for a joint gas project to be located in Imo State. The $1.8 billion Lima Airport in Peru is expected to close in Q3 2019. And Carbon Holdings' $10.9 billion ECA and DFI-backed Tahir Petrochemicals Corp project has allegedly faced issues raising equity commitments to fund the scheme. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, ADB has agreed a $105 million loan for a water supply project in Uzbekistan. The World Bank has agreed a $52 million loan to finance a Mali solar power plant. The National Bank for Economic and Social Development is to provide $12.63 million in financing to the Grupo JP Andrade in a project to increase capacity at a biorefinery located in the south central region of Brazil. Starbucks has agreed a 70 megawatt offtake from 8 Cyprus Greek-owned solar projects in Texas to supply power to 360 stores across the state. And the Export-Import Bank of Malaysia has appointed Datfazel Mustafa as its new chairman. Over in the commodity finance industry, Trafigura Group has entered into a joint agreement to create a commodity petrochemical trading business with a focus on bulk liquid chemicals. Arja Talca has been appointed CEO of Siemens Oil and Gas, and Brazilian state-run oil company Petrobras has hired 9 banks to manage an offering of shares in its full distribution unit Petrobras, Petrobras Distributora. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, the EBRD has agreed its first syndicated loan for Kazakhstan's largest microfinance group. COFAS has bought SID PKZ, a credit insurance group in Slovenia. US-headquartered fintech group Talua has partnered with Google Cloud to launch AI-powered invoicing solutions. AXA XL Risk Consulting, in partnership with ConGuard, have announced the launch of Connected Cargo, a real-time digital cargo tracking solution designed to help French companies optimize their supply chain. And UK mid-sized automotive manufacturers could be missing out on £25 billion in revenue due to insufficient access to finance, according to research from Wylands Bank. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.